I'm talking with Maestro Aram Demergent about Knoxville Symphony Orchestra's upcoming performance, The Season Opener, featuring Gustav Holst's The Planets and other space-themed music. Welcome, Aram. It's always great to see you.
Hi, Melanie. Great to be back. Great to be starting off another season.
Did you have a good summer?
Yes, I had a wonderful summer. And as wonderful as it was, I'm happier now that we're back in the swing of the season and starting to perform concerts again.
Yeah, looks like a great season. Tell us about the theme of this program. It is in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Yes, it is in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. Really, the more honest answer to that question is that was the taking off point for what the theme and structure of this concert is. It just seems to be a momentous occasion that had a very natural musical piece, or two pieces actually, that one might program. We have Holst's The Planets, which is on the second half, which we thought we would seize the opportunity to add some multimedia into our performance of it. There's going to be some great digital images of the solar system provided by Adrian Wired. And then also the one piece that everybody knows that's somewhat about the moon, Debussy's Clair de Lune. I mean, both of these are just such wonderful, familiar pieces that so many people delight in, and that they really never get old, no matter how many times you play them. So that was really the jumping off point for the program. And then as we started to build the rest of the program, it began to take on a little bit of a different flavor. The first piece on the program is Strauss's Blue Danube waltzes. You think, why is that on a program that is about space? Well, there's the association with Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey, where mm-hmm. that piece appears. But then once we figured out that that was going to be on the program, I started to realize that we have this little bit of structure of Blue Danube starting on Earth, and we wind up floating past Neptune at the end of the program. And so I started to think more about the program as kind of a journey into unknown worlds. And that journey is kind of completed and held together by Missy Mazzoli's These Worlds in Us.
You mentioned that there are going to be some visuals accompanying the planets, and I actually watched the preview video that's linked on the KSO's website, and it looks really cool. It kind of reminded me of what you would see at a planetarium, which was like one of my favorite things to do as a kid. And I think really provide a different listening experience for the audience.
I absolutely agree. I mean, you're always taking a risk anytime you bring visuals into a listening experience, because you want the visuals to enhance the listening experience, not distract from it or anything like that. And certainly, The Planets is such a wonderful, evocative piece that it can stand on its own without visuals. But I think Adrian has really constructed some just kind of beautifully elegant and simple images that also really have a strong musical sensibility to them also. Mm-hmm. As I always talk about, we're trying to give people as many different footholds into the music, as many different gateways into the music, as many different ways of experiencing it as possible. And so hopefully the visuals will resonate with some folks who, might not necessarily get quite as much out of just a pure listening experience. And it's been very gratifying. I've had a couple of parents tell me about how they're going to be bringing their kids to hear The Planets, and they've been listening to it in the car with them as they drive to school, et cetera. So hopefully we attract people of all different levels of symphonic experience to this program.
Everyone seems to have a favorite movement of The Planets. Mine is Mars. I don't know what that says about me, but what is your favorite?
Without question, Jupiter. I absolutely love Jupiter, largely for the middle section, which is this tune that Holst wrote, which became a hymn tune called Thaxted, which was named after the town where he grew up in southwest England, and eventually became the theme for the World War I era song, I Vow to Thee My Country. It's sentimental. It's very, very powerful, but not bombastic at all. And my strong personal association with this melody is actually, so I Vow to Thee My Country has, become a hymn unto itself, in Anglican churches, in Episcopalian churches even. I spent college and graduate school singing in, they were non-denominational churches, but with big choirs, and you'd think you were in Westminster Abbey. And there was always a graduation hymn set to this theme called For the Splendor of Creation. You know, you can go online and look up the text. It's all about the mysteries and wonder of learning and the people that you experience it with. So I'm just filled with nostalgia anytime I'm conducting that movement.
So earlier you mentioned Missy Mazzoli's piece, These Worlds in Us. So tell us a little bit more about this piece.
Yeah, absolutely. So first, talk about the piece in the context of the whole program. The program is a journey into unknown worlds. And that's sort of inspired by the spirit of exploration surrounding the moon landing. We start off on Earth with Blue Danube waltzes in nature. Missy's piece is having some to do with flight, airplanes, but it's a lot deeper than that, and I'll get to that. Then we pass by the moon with Claire de Lune, and then we go out into the solar system with the planets. That's one journey. That's a journey outwards. But then there's also a spiritual, psychological exploration journeying into unknown internal worlds also on this program. And when Holst wrote The Planets, it was not about the solar system. It was not about the physical planets. It was not about the Roman gods that share the names with the planets. It was about astrology. It was about the appearance of the celestial sky and how the different astrological appearances of the planets affect our own human moods. You take Debussy's Clair de Lune and you look at the Verlan poem, after which it is inspired. It is very much about the internal emotional experience and using the moon as an analogy. The connection is a little bit looser with Strauss's Blue Danube waltzes, but even that, we tend to think of that piece on a bit of a surface level, easy listening, but it's a powerful, powerful piece of music, and you just need to listen to the Vienna Philharmonic to play it to know just how, you know, it's one of the true great pleasures of the musical repertoire. And then you have Mazzoli's These Worlds in Us, which is a piece that she wrote in honor of her father, who was a pilot in the Vietnam War. And that seemed resonant to this program because as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, we also have to remember all of the other darker aspects of our country's history that were happening in 1969. Of course, the Vietnam War being one that is incredibly significant. This piece takes its inspiration from a James Tate poem called The Lost Pilot, which he wrote about World War II. And it, you know, the line, These Worlds in Us, comes from either the last or the second to last line of the poem. And the poem itself is actually going to be recited before we perform the piece by a poet named Sean Purio, who lives in Knoxville. He is the editor of the journal War, Literature, and the Arts. But most significantly, he is also an active duty Air Force pilot. So I think that's going to make for a very powerful experience and allows us just to bring yet another art form into this program.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was reading about this piece a little bit, and you kind of touched on this a little bit. The idea is to communicate both grief and joy
Yes.
in the music.
Yes.
Which is one of the amazing things about music is that it is able to do that.
There's a somewhat overused quote, but it's meaningful. I can't remember the precise wording, but that, you know, where words end, music begins. And, you know, one of the beautiful things about music is with so many pieces of music, what it feels like, what may be obvious to me, what a piece of music feels like and sounds like may be completely different to you. You know, you might feel that Clair de Lune is an incredibly sad and melancholic piece, and I might feel that it is an incredibly and quietly joyful piece, and both of those are right. And I think that's the great part about coming to hear live music is that you can experience all of the things that make you unique and that make you different from somebody else. And I think more and more in our world, we are aware of our differences, and those differences are potentially cast as a negative thing, or we are taught to feel a sense of otherness towards somebody else. But really, those differences are a beautiful thing. And as we sit in a concert hall, we can be the polar opposite of the person who's sitting next to us or behind us, and yet we are sharing an experience. And so within our differences, we find common ground.
Well, Aram, this sounds like a journey not to be missed. As always, it's been a great pleasure speaking with you. Thanks so much for stopping by to chat.
Thank you, Melanie. Hope I see everybody at the concerts this week.
The Knoxville Symphony Orchestra presents the opening concert for the 2019-2020 season, Thursday and Friday, September 19th and 20th at 7:30 p.m., as usual in the magnificent Tennessee Theater. Tickets and information at knoxvillesymphony.com or by phone at 291-3310.